Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. John Burton, flying back from Philly, be checking in with us next hour. Patton Cook, Greg Pogue, Teresa Walker has agreed to do this a little earlier because her cat woke her up, so she was awake. How you doing, Teresa?
Good morning, Greg. Yes, anybody who has a cat understands that as soon as they see daylight, our cat, Roscoe, shelter rescued cat who's rescued us, he will walk over our heads, tip over trash cans. This morning, he knocked something off of our dresser, scattering stuff all over the bedroom in a very loud fashion. And it's like, you little furball. So, yes, I am awake. I'm not as angry as Titans fans were. I tell you, I pointed out the simple, absolute fact, Greg, that a year ago, going into the playoffs, the team that won the AFC Championship game was 10-7. Unfortunately, that team happens to be Cincinnati Bengals, who Titan fans remember very well from a week ago, winning a four-point game here in Nashville. And people were mad. I tell you, I had somebody calling me a name that, well, you call me that to my face, and I will punch you. But thankfully, my followers took after this young person and kind of tried to set him straight if possible. So, there's five games left in this regular season. Mike Vrabel made it very clear yesterday. They're at a crossroads, and yes, they are. And the margin is, they need Treylon Burks. The guy that put on a show yesterday in Philly, he's gone. And, the time for you can complain and argue and say that John Robinson shouldn't have made that move. But when a guy asks to be traded and has cut off communication with the team, at that point, it's kind of a standoff. You can hold on to him. You can keep him. You could use that first round draft pick on somebody else. But, we've seen how guys who demand a contract before they'll set foot in a building go, and it's never good. They show up late. They're not in shape. They get hurt. Something goes wrong. I still stand on the side that, the Titans cut their losses, okay? Would you prefer to have A.J. Brown on this offense? Abso-freaking-lutely. You know what I'd also like? I would have loved that if, Isaiah Wilson had turned out to be half the offensive lineman that they thought he was when they took him in the first round instead of a guy who's out of the NFL. That Dylan Radin, a guy that, they took in the second round last year, he right now he is a backup who gets starts when other people are hurt. That's something that's killing them right now.
Well, Kevin, I mean, Farley, you could go on and on. Kayla, I mean, Farley, I mean, yep. Kevin Dodd, I mean, blah, 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 blah. And this is what I heard from Vrabel when he said there needed to be a commitment to this team. I thought that he took a veiled, not shot, but a veiled comment at the mishmash of players that he's having to put out there because of injury, certainly, but also because of so many misses. And somewhere along this line, we're now accepting its successful mediocrity. Where will this team go by late January? We'll see. That's still to be determined. But at this time last year, those things, people mad and everything, they were mad last year because they had hope, because they still had playmakers out on the field, one of them being the guy that's gone. Right now, this team looks like it has no hope at all. And I know they play the Bengals tight, they play the Chiefs tight, but at some moment, attrition and lack of hitting on so many key top draft picks is going to catch up with them, and I think it has.
Oh, I can't disagree with you there, Greg, because, I mean, that's the thing. Yesterday, six sacks allowed. Well, Dennis Daly is a guy that they traded for just before the season, and, to help be a depth piece, unfortunately because of the injury to Taylor Lewan, he's starting. Instead of a guy that you used a first-round draft pick a couple years ago, and that's the guy who should be there available, and that was a bust. I mean, such a bust that you traded him away right after his rookie season, and he's not in the NFL. If he is, help me find him, because last I saw he was cut by the Giants because they needed somebody to play offensive line, and Isaiah Wilson wasn't up to it. Caleb Farley, yes, taking Jeffrey Simmons, coming off an ACL, that worked out fine. Caleb Farley coming off of a back surgery that dropped him, you can't gamble over and over on first rounders who were hurt and think that they're always going to work out. Caleb Farley is out and back on IR for a second straight season. Yesterday when Christian Fulton goes out of the game, you're turning to a rookie in Trey Avery who, you know, God bless him, he's an undrafted rookie out of Rutgers going up against, you know, Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown. And I'm still going to say this. People were lighting me up on Twitter yesterday because I maintain that Christian Fulton has as much right to be in his spot as A.J. Brown did, and A.J. Brown mowed him over, and it's Christian Fulton who's flagged for illegal contact. And, you know, I'm sorry. To me, when the way A.J. Brown threw him to the ground, how is that not offensive pass interference? Because if the NFL lets receivers play like that more than 5 yards down the field, if it's illegal contact for the defensive player, how is that not at the least illegal contact for the offensive player? Because he threw him down and ran him over like a Mack truck to the end zone. So, but your point, yes, they are missing pieces, and it is costing them now. The team that and the coaching staff that did wonders a year ago using 91 different players and getting them up to speed, you know, having to do it for a second straight season, it's tough because, let's face it, this offense is, you know, the Ravens exposed it a couple of years ago in that playoff game when you can make them one-dimensional. And right now, Treylon Burks is their one real pass threat. Chigakwonkwo is starting to come on, but these are two rookies. You're getting not much of anything out of Robert Woods, the veteran you traded for. Austin Hooper, well, there was a pass play yesterday where he was wide open to the left. Ryan Tannehill scrambling for his life, looking right, never seemed to look back left to the guy who was wide open in the flat in Austin Hooper. So, you know, when your quarterback is starting to run for his life, and I got a feeling we might hear a quarterback needs to make quicker decisions at some point later today when we talk to Mike Vrabel. You know, this offense is just not getting it done. And, you know, yes, this is the second season under Todd Downing, and it seems like they're getting less and less and less from an offense. You know, when your quarterback is rushing for more yards than your two-time NFL rushing leader, that points to problems with the offensive line. It points to problems with the fact that you cannot throw the ball, at least not effectively or consistently. And this team has got a lot of issues. And, you know, this crossroads, you know, yeah, looking in the mirror and playing better and coaching better can only do so much, it seems like, with this roster at the moment.
Well, and with Todd Downing, I'll just tell you this right now, and maybe the criticism is valid over a point, up to a point rather, but there's an old saying that no jockey ever won the Kentucky Derby on a mule. And right now, this team is a mule. The offensive line is I don't even know. I couldn't. Ben Jones comes back, okay, and then you know, and maybe Brewer, maybe whatever. But I mean, the decisions, like a Vasafo, the decisions, not who they've signed, but who they've chosen to let go, a Conklin as well, who could have been a cornerstone like we have had here for years, right? The tackle position was a 10-year deal from Hopkins to Roos and to Lawan and on
Big
the right
and
Big Country, David Stewart on the other side. Yeah, but, you know, and they miss in here or there and everything. But when you're, you know, your offense, two touchdowns over the last eight quarters, okay, Derrick Henry right at 2.6, 2.7 the last four games. That's not Todd Downing. I mean, you know, I'm sorry. That's just you putting a mule out there and you're trying to have a jockey on top of it.
Well, and that's the thing. At a certain point, there's decisions that are going to have to be made. And yeah, I mean, they decided to put money into the defense. I mean, you know, Kevin Byard, that was an easy decision. You keep him. Harold Landry coming off a career year. You've been looking for a pass rusher. You keep him. Bud Dupree is a guy that you signed as a free agent a year ago, and he was coming off the ACL, and you know he says that the hip injuries he's having this year is because he was compensating for the ACL a year ago, and you know we've barely seen him on the field. Jeffrey Simmons is a guy that you're going to have to decide to either pay or let walk, and if you let him walk at this point, then you know I had people telling me yesterday, well, this team's just cheap. Miss Amy needs to sell him. You haven't seen they're spending money. They just have, like, they're not spending.
See, when, you know, the reason I'm not on Twitter is because of that, okay?
I stayed away from it yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, yeah, but, so, but, yeah, continuing on with what your point was, they're just, they're out there, quite frankly, Vrabel's fighting, I love my cliches this morning, fighting a bear with a switch, quite frankly.
Well, right now that switch is frayed. I mean, you know, that's the thing. This coaching staff has done so much with so little these, you know, for nearly two straight seasons. You know, last year the idea was, okay, how are we going to help A.J. Brown at wide receiver? They went and traded for Julio Jones, who had nothing left in the tank. This year their move at wide receiver was, you know, trade for Robert Woods, who was coming off an ACL. You know, so you get a veteran in that room. Everybody loves Bobby Trees. But, you know, I think it was a week ago he was targeted. In a recent game, he was targeted six times, caught two balls. You know, now how much of that is the fact that you don't have some other threats on the offensive side to help take attention or give him help? I mean, the moves that have been made these last couple of years just haven't panned out to the way that you'd like, and that's the, you know, that's the thing. And yet this team still went into yesterday with a chance that it, with a win, and I don't laugh, I know it seems ridiculous to hear that in hindsight. If they had gone to 8-4, only them and the Chiefs would be 8-4 over the last three seasons. So, you know, they've been good, but yeah, you know, anybody who's had a kid, there was a show on PBS Between the Lions, and there was a guy named Cliff Hanger. Right now, it feels like the Titans are hanging on a cliff, trying not to fall, trying to piece some things together, get some guys back. Now, if Treylon Burks can clear the concussion protocol, if Kyle Phillips can, you know, to return to practice, and we don't know if he's going to be able to do that this year. Racy McMath has been gone since before the start.
He's like the elixir potion that they got it in one of those old Egyptian things, and they're going to let him out like Aladdin in about 2 weeks, right? I mean, that's we've been hearing his name
exactly, yeah. And so you don't know who's coming back, so you got to deal with what you've got. And without those pass threats, without that pass receiving threat, without the ability to block for Ryan Tannehill, and yes, he's got to make some faster decisions when they're coming at him out the gate like that. I mean, everybody on that offensive line yesterday got beat for a sack. So, you know, and Dennis Daly is the one who's at the top of the line for the, you know, for the redheaded stepchild beating. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, you know, they're not doing much of anything. And, you know, Derrick Henry can say execute better, but, you know, everybody knows that they're going to run the ball. You know, they come out and, you know, they've got to be able to be two-dimensional, because yesterday the Eagles, after running for 360 yards the week before, what did they do? They came out passing. They have the ability to do what they want to when they need to, and they threw the ball and shredded the Titans' defense yesterday. The Titans, if they can't run with Derrick Henry right now, they can't do anything offensively.
You know, and the play action, what, nobody bites on that anymore, right? I mean,
because there's no passing threat.
Why would you? Hey, Teresa, thank you for jumping up an hour early with us this morning. We appreciate you.
My pleasure, Greg.
All righty. Take care.